Well, howdy there, WooBro listeners. We're just plumb excited about Nerisign's new CD recording. It's going to be on August 25th at the Miami Science Museum. It's going to be a rip-roaring, laugh-having, knee-slapping, side-splitting good time. Be sure to buy your tickets at laughstub.com. Just search for Nerisign's.
You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
And we're on the air. Thank you very much for checking out What's Up, Bro. This is Nerisign's, and with me always is Mike Mercadal.
What's up, bro?
And my dog has a pen in his mouth. And so this is going to be the quickest amount of time that a show has started before break is taken. So, give me 1 second. So there. All right, and we're back. That's fine.
We're going to keep that? All
right. My dog, look at this fucking guy again. Where are you getting these pens from, you asshole? And now we go. All right. Sorry for the late, slow start. I apologize. Dogs are in check.
This place is running rampant with animals.
Everything is good. Everything is good. Michael, I'm sad today. It is the last day of the Olympics.
Oh, I'm so sad.
And I'm so depressed and so down. My wife was like, can you record the closing ceremonies?
And you said no.
I could. But that would take up space in my DVR. And she's like, but we have like 1,000 hours. I go, I know.
But I don't want that sullying up my DVR.
Seriously. Dude, my DVR is so not my DVR anymore. It's so, because since my wife doesn't, you know, she's here all day, she records the shittiest, like it's all chick shit. It's like 7 or 8 chick shows, horrible chick shows
for my
one movie or something.
Your DVR has a vagina now.
It really does. It has a vagina. You know what's even worse? It didn't have a vagina before, so that means that it had a sex change.
It would chose
it,
a vagina.
Yeah, it had a dick. And then I was like, I'm going to invert this penis so that I could fool some person into marrying me and thinking that I'm a woman. Ugh.
What is going on with this?
Sorry. I don't know where the rat was going.
Wow.
But the Olympics is over.
Yeah, we're recording on a Sunday today.
Yeah, we are recording on a Sunday as opposed to the regular Monday that we record on. And the reason we're doing so is because Mike's best week ever is continuing.
I'm happy. It's
rolling
still
on.
Still going, brother.
Thank you for texting me at 9 this morning to tell me, like, oh my God. You want to tell them the news? You want to tell people the news?
This will be out by the time I'm already working on the show. But I just found out yesterday, last night, like really late. I was, because I got the part on Burn Notice. I'm going to be, you know, on set shooting a couple of days of Burn Notice. I'm some driver. I get punched in the throat. It's going to be awesome. And I just found out what a bunch of the scenes I'm in with. I saw it on the call time sheet. Patton Oswalt is going to be in it.
Oh yeah,
I fucking love that guy.
I love him too. I just don't want to be woken up at 9:30 in the morning with a text.
You text me at like 3 o'clock in the or 1 something in the morning yesterday.
Yes, 1 something. You have a girlfriend.
I know.
You work at the beach. You live at the beach. I assumed
there's craziness going on.
There is some kind of
cocaine
adult,
on my dick
adult
situation
activity going on. So I was like, all right.
But yeah, so I just found out. I'm so pumped that now I'm just like doing like giddy dances and I'm telling you, it's going to turn into the Chris Farley show where I'm just going to be like, hey, Patton Oswalt, hey, do you remember when you said this joke?
Huh? You remember? I loved you in those Pixar movies.
You were a rat. Ah. I'm just going to embarrass myself.
He's been in 3 movies.
He was in Ratatouille. And
nobody else remembers.
Which other one? What do you mean?
I don't know. I saw him in an interview. And he was like, I've been in two or three. Hey, this would be my third Pixar movie. And I was like, oh. I don't remember.
Well, I mean, a supporting. He was the star of Ratatouille.
Yeah,
he
I never even saw Ratatouille. I never finished watching it.
I've only seen it a piece.
Something about a rat in a kitchen. I'm like, nah.
Right, but that's the whole point. You learn a lesson at some point that everyone.
But I've never seen it. I'm sure it's great. I've never seen it though. I think it's like the one Pixar movie that nobody talks about.
Yeah, like everybody talks about like
every other Pixar movie.
Even
which, by the way, I saw Brave.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what a great movie.
Really?
What a fantastic fucking movie.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
So, first of all, I saw it at Palace 18 Movie Theater.
Whoa.
So, if you're from South Florida.
That's like the, used to be the shit.
It was the first movie theater in South Florida to offer stadium seating.
I remember that was a big deal.
That was the big deal. Yeah.
It's a huge deal.
You know how much of a big deal it is? That now every movie theater is stadium seating and we take it for granted. We're like, well, what was there before?
You have to sit behind a big motherfucker like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there with my big ass body and head in the way and you're like, oh.
And somebody and moving to the side, you move your head to the side, you're going like, this half of this movie is fantastic.
the other half is this guy's head.
This right side, awesome. This left side looks like the back of a dude's hairy head. Yep. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So we went to go see it there. And it was only because of time. Because we were like, hey, let's go to the movies. You know, the baby's at, me and my wife, were like, the baby's at the at her grandparents' house. And let's go watch the first available movie. So we wanted to go watch Brave. And then we were like, what time does it start? I'm like, well, it starts in 20 minutes at Palace, which is right around the corner from my house. And so we went there, and
it hasn't aged well.
I tweeted it. What I tweeted was, and this is, I tweeted that, you know, that college student that goes to college and then the mom was like, I left your room just the way you left it. Palace is that college student.
Like it's
the bedroom of that college student where it's like, everything has been left just the way we left it.
There's still 1990s movie posters.
No, that's been
done. That'd be awesome if you go back and see like...
It's like, Time Cop, coming soon. Like, holy shit! That would be the greatest.
You would steal that shit off the wall.
I really would. I could just buy the poster for 15 bucks online, but I was like, no! No, I mean, they have updated posters or whatever, but I mean in the sense of the furniture hasn't been redone.
Yeah, it's like exactly.
It has a certain smell to it where you, at first you go, what the fuck is that smell? And then you really quickly, you do get used to it. But at first you're like, this is, and then if you read the reviews on Yelp, it goes, it has a slight stench to it. And you go, yeah, that sounds about right. That's fair.
That's the thing I miss about
the seating, the seat's a little bit worn down. From what I hear, some of the movies have Spanish subtitles on them.
Really?
This one didn't. But it didn't work.
I wouldn't be surprised. But that's, hey man, Spanish speaking people. What?
$6.
To go to the movies?
Yes.
Wow, I'm kind of excited.
For an adult.
$6.
Nobody else in a movie theater on a Saturday. Nobody else in there. You're like, the whole movie's here. So I was like, oh.
That's kind of
awesome. I remember finger blasting chicks in that movie theater. I remember doing that, being like, oh, that's right. That's why we came here. But back then when we came there, it was the hip, cool thing, place to be.
Yeah, that was the spot.
And then Sunset Place opened up and we were like, oh. Sunset Place has reclining seats and the armrests that go up. So you can like, oh. In your mind, you're like, yeah. And you know what the funny thing is? I remember I left Palace to go to Sunset Place. I was like, I will never again go to Palace. I'll go to Sunset Place, which Sunset Place is right around the corner from my house. I'm sorry, Palace is. So I remember thinking to myself, this has like armrests that go up. This is the coolest shit ever. Now, every time I walk into a fucking movie theater and I sit down, the first thing I do, put the armrest down.
Yeah, like,
I'm like,
please,
you stay the fuck over there. Don't you stay
on your side. I get my cup holder.
Don't you ever fucking reach over for my Reese's Pieces.
Ever
in your life.
You need to put like a wall up.
Yeah.
You're like, can I put like, I don't want an armrest. I want like a divider.
Yeah, can I get that fucking divider? Like, just stay the fuck over there.
And for everyone that's listening that's not from South Florida, that this is very inside, but every city
It doesn't matter. I'm just giving you specific names, but you know that movie
theater. Everybody knows the movie theater that you used to go to.
Yeah.
And then
you left it to go to another movie. movie theater, so yeah, we all know that.
Like, or like, I love that there's a joke. I can't remember what episode of Family Guy it was, but he's like, and then, oh, it was like the one with the apocalypse one. And he's like, and then we'll build a, and then we'll build two Denny's. Yeah,
Denny's. Just so we could go over there and say, I like this one better than the other one.
Yeah, it's like, so we could go to the good Denny's, not the bad Denny's. It's like that. There's always something. Like, there's always the Chinese restaurant you don't eat at. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, that place is right by my house. Oh, should we order food? No.
Not from there.
We'll go over here.
Trust me. Not from there. It's so funny. Have you ever seen that email years ago? I don't know if we talked about this on a podcast before. Years ago, there was an email that you see pictures of rats. And then, or yeah, with pictures of rats. And then it's like a slideshow picture where you scroll down and every picture, you see the pictures of rats. Then you see the heads cut off. Then you see they shaved them. Then you see,
and then,
the end, it's like 7 or 8 pictures. And at the end, you see it on the plate.
Right.
And on the Asian plate, whatever. And then I remember looking at that going, man, that shit does look delicious though. Like, it really did look good though. Like, it, the first two pictures, quite disgusting.
Yeah.
As of the third or fourth picture, it already looked like chicken.
Yeah, it looks like food. It's like, I've eaten a rabbit before. Yeah. This is pretty damn close.
Well, I've never eaten a rabbit before. I have eaten turtle eggs.
Turtle eggs?
Yeah. I know. Anybody who's listening to this is like, those are endangered animals, you asshole.
He didn't dig them out of the beach.
No, we did.
Oh!
We did. But this is the thing. Here's the reason. Here's the thing. First of all, I'm lying. I don't know if we dug them out. I would not be surprised. I'm saying we because of the fact that I was like 5, 6 years old. That's how young I was.
Oh, wow. Like a
and this
kid.
Was, in Nicaragua, this was a normal thing. Like, this, they don't have like environmental
protection.
It's not
protected in Nicaragua.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not eating, this story does not take place in Nicaragua. I'm just saying the mentality of the people that were doing this were that of right off the boat, so to speak. You know,
recent arrivals.
Yes. So
that's fucked up.
I remember eating turtle eggs. I remember there was soft shell, which thought was ironic because in Ninja Turtles it said heroes in a half shell, and I was like, these are soft shells. I don't know that.
I don't understand. How does this go?
Because it was a shell. In my mind as a kid, I go, half shell, soft shell. It's the same thing. And I don't know.
I just heard. Something makes sense.
So yeah, I remember eating those. I don't remember what it tastes like, and I won't find out because I won't eat that now as an adult. So I know better.
Next Woo Bro outing, we're gonna go dig up some turtle eggs.
Turtle eggs. Oh, what? Most of them are gonna die anyways.
Yeah. The odds are against them anyway.
Seriously.
We're just going to take the ones that would have died anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And have a delicious feast.
Yeah. And I've had ostrich. I've had alligator.
Yeah.
What I'm else? I don't know.
What's the weirdest thing you've
buffalo
ever...
I've had, like, okay. Actual buffalo. I've had. They had that
bison burger.
They had that restaurant in Sunset Place, speaking of which.
Back in the day.
I don't remember if it's. I don't even know if it's still there. I doubt it. I don't know if it's there. But that's where I had most of the stuff that I just mentioned, except for the alligator. They had like buffalo, like actual buffalo. They had ostrich. That's where I had the ostrich. Everything tastes like chicken.
Everything or beef. Like it tastes like meat.
Yes. Except the alligator tastes like seafood.
Alligator. I've only had alligator bites and it was fried, so it just tasted like fried meat. Like to me.
No, that's what I had, and it tasted like fried seafood meat. It had a
saltwater croc.
Yes, it had a seafoody kind of. I don't know. Welcome to Food Chat.
Yeah. This is Food Chat with Nary and Mike.
Welcome to Exotic Food Chat.
What's the weirdest thing? So that's up there with the weirdest stuff you've ever eaten.
And
the
a black turtle leg. I had a black girl once. That's the weirdest. I've never had. I'm kidding. Yeah. That's just an easy joke.
You said that for comedy.
But I did say that for comedy. But I've never had a black girl. I've never had that. I've never.
But like everyone gets really freaked out when I tell them that I've eaten dog before. Like, they get freaked out.
Yeah,
like, they're like offended,
weird.
Right? It's like, that's,
I don't know about offended. I just say it's like, because
it wasn't like I was,
because you're not, you weren't born in Cuba.
No.
So that's why I'm like, knowing if you would have said that, if a regular, like if a stranger would have been like, I've eaten dog before, and I'm like, are you Cuban? And they said yes. I'm like, okay, I would just assume that they ate that in Cuba.
Cubans eat dog. Oh, well, I mean, they're poor.
Yeah. Yeah, everything in Cuba gets eaten.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm walking around shooting strays and frying them up. And
no, you're waiting for them to die of natural causes.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. What do you think? Where do you think dog came from?
No, I mean, they came from... No, but here's the thing. It was off... We didn't know what it was. Okay,
Whoever cooked it knew what it was.
I have family in Europe, and one of the cousins married this girl whose father is a famous, like, well-known in his group as a chef, and he's Chinese. And then so we went, he cooked.
They don't like being called that. It's Asian now.
No. I was like, no, what the fuck are you talking about?
No. They don't like being called that.
So he's Chinese and he's a chef. Like, he's known to cook really well. So he invites the family.
That's what
over.
A chef does, Michael.
No, but he's
a chef. He's known to cook really well. Yes, that's what chefs do.
He's the chef of the chefs. He's like the leader of the group of chefs.
He's like Leonardo.
He's the show enough of the chefs.
He's chef show enough.
He's chef show enough. Oh, my God. So he invites everyone in my family that's over there on vacation. He invites everyone
so
over.
So everybody, this is in Europe.
This is in Europe.
Oh, it doesn't count.
But it's hold on, and then so the guy, we ate duck tongues, like duck bills,
right?
Steamed or whatever. Those were, yeah, they weren't that bad. They were little treats, you know. They were okay.
Little treats. How does that taste like? Chewy.
It's very chewy. It's kind of like cow tongue.
I would throw the fuck up.
But keep in mind, like, we're all sitting around, and I'm an adventurous eater. I'll eat anything. And black girls,
black woman?
Yes.
He just looked at me like, yeah.
Yes.
Insert the joke here,
right? And then so like the whole family is there, and we're all like, this is our cousin's new husband. We have to new father-in-law. We have to be nice. Everybody, just eat what's given to you. And I'm already like, I don't care. I'll eat whatever. And so he pulls out this little bowl. So he's bringing a ton of food out, like constantly, you know, like a hefty supply.
Get to the fucking dog.
He brings out this little bowl. And it just looks like red meat. And we're all like, he's like, oh, everybody take a little piece. So we had our bowls of rice. He served us a little piece. We eat it. And then he's like, try it. We're like, what is it? He's like, try it first. And we're like, oh, shit.
I don't know.
I don't know about this. So everybody eats it. And then we're like, what is it? And he's like, it's duck. And we're like, duck? Like, hopeful. Like, everybody, yeah. Like, my mom was like, hopeful. Like, you said duck, right? He said duck, everybody. Don't listen to anything else he says.
Everybody turn away now. Put your earphones on.
Yeah. No, earbuffs. Bro. And he said, we were like, duck? And he's like, no, duck. No, wow, wow. And we were all like, everyone was like, you could see the look of expression. I was like, okay, all right. And then, like,
in the bowl, did he have a?
It had a dog tag hanging off.
It said Fido.
Yeah. In all fairness, now that we knew what it was, we're like, me and like my uncle and I think my brother were like, let's really evaluate the flavor here. So we all got another piece, and our families were like, what are you doing? You're eating it. Like, they were super offended that we were trying what it was.
At that point, it was already killed. It was already done. Yeah. But the fact that you're like, it's not like I go out and kill dogs. Like, no, that's what they did. That's what
they
did.
That. I was not responsible for. Like, it's not like I killed or slaughter every cow that I eat a burger of. You know, like,
yeah.
That would make things. Hey, I'm telling you, that would make things a lot different. People wouldn't be eating as many steaks. If you had to fucking kill and cut up a cow.
No, I went to Nicaragua when I was 15 years old, and I saw my cousins grab a pig and kill it. Yeah. They killed it. They stabbed it with the fucking machete
and that was like
day two of like a 16 or 17 day trip.
Nary lost 20 pounds on that trip.
I did not eat pork that whole fucking trip. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'll eat this cow. And they're like, how do you think? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like,
I didn't see them kill the
cow. I was like, stop saying words.
Yeah.
Stop saying words.
Stop saying words right now.
Right now. And then he was like, don't you think? No.
I guess we don't have pig.
No, I'm not eating pig. So I didn't eat pig. And it's a very weird, because they know when they're going to die. Because they pick them up and they weigh them. Right. And the pigs, it's a pig, literally a pig's diet. And then the pigs, when they pick them up and they weigh them, they're like, they don't give a shit. They're quiet. They're fine. And they picked up three or four of them. And then when they got the one and they picked up one, they weighed them.
You're the one, little buddy.
And then when
that'll do,
and
pig.
When, and yeah. And then
that'll do, babe.
When they go, that's the one. The moment they go, that's the one. And in Spanish, they're like, ese. And then the fucking guy took out the knife. The pig started squealing. An uncontrollable.
Yeah, it's scary.
It gets into your bones.
It hurts your brain. Yeah.
And you go, I can never do this shit again. Like, it's, even now, I haven't thought about this in like 10 years. And as I'm thinking about it,
you're like shaking it off. Yeah. You're like,
well, this is, yeah. But the fucking pig knew, dude. He knew who was going to die.
Yeah.
That's a sad, sad shit.
Did I ever talk about this on the podcast with the rabbit? I was over.
Boy scouting or something.
No, I was a little kid, and I was over in visiting family again, And I was
visiting them. You always I know horrible shit when you go over.
But I was over there, and then so the grandparents, they had like a little farm, and we were all out there in the farm, and they had a big pen full of bunny rabbits, cute, delightful little bunny rabbits. And then the grandmother, she's German, she goes, she's like, pick one, pick one. And I'm like, I'm gonna get a new pet. Awesome. This is going to be delightful. I'm going to have a little bunny. I'm going to play with him. And I point at one, like the biggest, fattest one, because I was a big fat kid. I was like, I want a fat bunny. And I'm like, that one. And she's like, oh, good one. She grabs it by the ears, jams a knife in its throat, and just kind of like, blam, and then hangs it up to drain out. And the whole time I'm just standing there like, what the fuck are you doing?
I can't take you home now.
Yeah. Wait. Like, it's just like this look of confusion. I wasn't even crying. I was just like, why the fuck would you do that? Why would you make a little kid?
You just named him a shit.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to pick? Which one? Pick one out. That one? What do you want to name him? Fluffy? Awesome. Good choice. Stab. Stab, stab, stab.
Stab, 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 stab.
Drain, drain, drain.
I was just like, holy shit. And then later on in the day, they're like, ah, you want to eat this rabbit stew? It's the one that you like here. This is the one that you picked. Yeah. And I'm like, oh shit, I made that motherfucker turn into food.
You're like Fatal Attraction. This is awful. God awful.
He tasted all right.
He
died right. For a cause.
He died for a cause. It was quite delicious.
Was nice. It was good, tasty. Good tasting, Fluffy. Good
that'll
job
do,
being
that'll
delicious.
Do, rabbit.
That'll do. Holy shit, dude.
All right. So we had that. We had a couple of the. Oh, did you hear a couple of weeks ago? Halle Berry fell on her on the set, and she hit her head on concrete. And I thought that was weird. That
why?
I was like, nobody's ever gonna fucking talk about that. Halle Berry just she hit
did
her
she,
head.
Like hurt her?
Like, she went
damaged?
To the hospital. She went to like, well, the only thing I could think of was like, I hope her titties are okay. Like that's the only thing I could think of. Oh. I was like, I hope her titties.
She
are
didn't
fine.
Even be attached to a body. You can't just have a disembodied titties floating around. Just. Actually, that would be kind of cool, but like, no, never mind. My point's invalid.
You're gonna get sick. You're gonna get sick, and it's gonna be nasty. Anyways, did you see the old school picks?
Yeah, man. The old school pick, The Abyss was, bro. That was a clutch pick. That you hit that fucker out of the park, because that movie's still great.
I tried to buy it on Blu-ray, and they don't have it on Blu-ray yet.
Not on Blu-ray,
which leads me to believe. That they're gonna re-release it for some shit. I don't know what
they may put it back in theaters in 3D.
Oh, that would be awesome
in 3D.
I don't care about 3D.
Would you go see it in 3D?
I wouldn't go see it in 3D. I would wait for it to come out because they only re-release it for like another 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll put it on DVD.
I would like to go see it on big screen, but
I would. It's not 3D. I think it would be too much.
I forgot how like intense that movie got. Like,
yeah,
that movie gets tense as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it
I was
very creepy. You know, it's funny. James Cameron loves that dude. I forget his name. The actor that played he was the original John.
I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about. He was the Navy SEAL that goes crazy.
Yeah, he was a Navy SEAL in the Abyss.
The
he was in Terminator.
Yeah,
the original
Kyle
he,
Reese.
And then he was also in Aliens. I want to say.
Or he was in Aliens. Was he in the
second one?
I'm
sorry, did I say Aliens or Aliens? I'm sorry, I apologize that I didn't say Aliens.
I don't mean...
I go Aliens.
Alien.
I go I didn't say Alien. I said Aliens. And you go, wait, Aliens or Aliens?
All right, let's point out my mistakes.
Yes, let's...
Let's do that. No,
that's
but
the funny part. Come on. That's what we all do.
For everyone but me.
Yes.
The but I can't remember. I don't know that guy's name. But he's in a bunch of movies. He's a great character actor. But he's in that movie. That movie was in fucking tense. And I loved the whole underwater thing, the special effects. Man, that was great. Holds up. That movie was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I saw... Yeah, that movie was great. Did you see Mr. Baseball?
I've seen Mr. Baseball.
I watched it again.
Many times.
Yeah, I watched it again. And that movie is... It's just delightful. Tom Selleck is great. And apparently we were talking about like the stuff that he hasn't come out with, the straight to DVD stuff is like he plays like a police chief and he's on blue. He's on.
It's called Jesse something.
Jesse Stone.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah,
and he has like five of those, or like, and apparently they're like really big amongst, you know, they have a big viewership. It's like a cult following.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch a couple of them, man, because I love that dude.
Yeah, look, he was in Terminator, Aliens, The Abyss. His name is Michael Bean. Bean.
Mike Bean?
B-I-E-H-N.
Oh, good luck pronouncing that one. Bane?
I don't know. That'd be cool.
That would be cool, actually. I wonder how many kids are being named Bane this year.
No.
I wonder.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I wonder if anybody's going to name their kid Bruce.
Bruce? I haven't seen a Bruce in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that would be a name to go, because you could sell that to a girl. You can sell Bruce to a woman.
What do you mean?
I try to, to convince her. Yeah, yeah, to convince her. Because in order to have kids, you have to have a woman, Michael. So when you have the woman.
I'm learning this as I go along.
You have the woman. You, has the Sunshine, how's she doing?
Sunshine's great, man. So, things are going.
Did she jerk you off with her feet? did I inception her the idea?
I think now she's waiting for the novelty to die down. Like, as I'm ready for it now. I'm like, feet? She's like, get away from my toes.
We'll keep talking about it until it happens.
I know. Right? She, like, if we keep bringing it up, then I think she's waiting for it to die down, and all of a sudden she's going to be like,
He was in The Rock also.
Yes, Michael Bean was in The Rock.
I'm going through his IMDb, but as soon as I saw The Rock, I go, yes, I remember him.
That guy's a great guy. That guy, good character. There's a lot of those.
He was in Tombstone. I remember him in Tombstone.
Yes.
He was actually in the movie Navy SEALs. That's a good old school pick, too. The movie Navy SEALs?
You just mentioned my old school pick of the week.
Navy SEALs?
No, Tombstone.
Tombstone?
Yes. That's your old school pick? That was going to be my old school pick.
You could. All right.
It is. All right, everybody. Old school pick of the week. Mike picks Tombstone. Because
I like the fact that you're like, all right, here it is. We're announcing it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you said it already. You said it. That's the thing. Like, you've guessed a couple of mine, but I can never figure out what you're going to pull out. You always pull some wacky shit out that I'm just like, hey. Oh yeah, that was a thing. You know,
We did have that. That was,
and then or something like the fucking Abyss, where it's, you know, knocks it out of the park. That shit's fucking.
Yeah, I don't think I've had, honestly. I'm not just trying to say this would be a dick. I don't think I've had a bad old school pick. Even the cheesy ones are fun.
Like,
they're fun cheesy.
Yeah.
And then the one that you didn't like that you couldn't see wasn't even mine. That was a user pick.
The Enemy Mine?
Enemy Mine. That was a user pick before we had user picks.
Yeah, yeah.
I substituted mine for a user pick, but I was like, I don't see.
That's the only one I didn't like. That's the only one.
Yeah.
So far, they've all hit. Even the picks from last week, the Just One of the Guys. And One Crazy Summer, I swear I've seen it on TV. It was like on one of the local, like 33 or 39, one of the local broadcasts.
One Crazy Summer?
Yeah, with John Cusack, and they cut the ass off the Ferrari, and they put it in their boat. You know what I mean? And it's like they beat.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I don't know if they've played it on TV, but I haven't seen it in a long time. In fact, I would even go as far as to say I don't think I've ever seen a movie in its entirety. I remember the engine.
Goldthwait. Yeah,
I remember. And you know why I remember that? Not the Ferrari. I remember the boat. And not the boat. Specifically, what I remember is that they had an Odie, a plush Odie.
Yeah.
From Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they cut the fucking tongue off. And I was like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid. And that's what the things that stick out. So I don't think I've ever seen a movie in its entirety. The movie that I always confuse it for when somebody always goes, oh.
One Crazy Summer.
I always confuse it for Better Off Dead.
Right, yeah. It's that was around the same kind of thing, John Cusack. But One Crazy Summer is a good. It's a good flick. It really is a good movie of that era. It's a good John Cusack. I think Better Off Dead is better, but they're both good.
Better Off Dead.
But yeah, but
you're so angry about it. I fucking get it, Neri.
Stop doing it.
Play on words.
This is not a comedy podcast. Stop making jokes on this podcast.
Stop doing that.
Stop. All
right.
But
and
I didn't get a chance to see Just One of the Guys, but I great, still remember
great
that.
Titty
that's a titty shot. That's it. That's all we like.
That's how I was going to be.
I just watched that shit.
You know why? Because it's been, what's her name? There's another chick that recently did another, like, look, I'm a girl, but I'm pretending to be a boy, and I play soccer with Amanda, some bullshit. She was in it.
It was just recently, maybe
3 years ago.
She pretended to be a boy.
She pretended to be her brother. And a cop, because the school that she went to, and I already know this because my wife gave me the quick synopsis at the end of the movie. I watched the last.
It's on
soccer,
your DVR.
I watched the last soccer match, and so she her school. She played soccer. She was a really good player, but her school, her private school, stopped having soccer.
Girls soccer.
Right. So then she went to be to play in the boys team as her brother who was overseas for that semester.
What a weird.
And then the
this is the stuff the your wife makes you watch.
Yeah. And you go,
this is the stuff that your wife makes.
No, I walk in and I see like the last
shit.
And I see a soccer match and I'm like, what's going on here? I fucking hate soccer, but I'm like, it's a movie. Yeah. So I know it's going to cut out all the boring parts. And I'm like,
yeah, totally going to show the goals.
Yeah. I'm like, what's happening here? So then she told me the whole story and I go, oh, thank God I missed it. Because it was fucking God.
There was the movie with Rodney Dangerfield and that kid that killed himself called Ladybugs.
Yes. That kid that killed himself. Right.
Yeah. What's his name? Jonathan Brandis?
That kid like from, that? Oh, that's a good old school pick. Not Ladybugs. I'm thinking about his other movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I totally know. Do you want to drop that one?
I'm not going to drop it as my own. I would drop it as an honorable mention. It'd be Sidekicks.
Sidekicks, man.
That was Chuck Norris.
I watched.
That's the one Chuck Norris movie I like.
Yeah, I've watched.
The one.
Except Expendables 2.
Well, I haven't seen it.
It's going to be so good.
I haven't seen it. You know, I get mad. I'm listening to like, I listen to a couple podcasts, right? One of them being the Adam Carolla podcast. Mm-hmm. And him, he said that Adam Carolla and his, one of the sidekicks that he has on the show, whatever, I forget his name.
One of the dudes.
Said that Expendables 1 was a horrible movie. And Adam Carolla was like, it's a horrible movie. I still liked it, but it's a really bad movie. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I really wanted to reach through the radio and be like, fucking smack you in the face. Speaking of which, I got so much heat from me this past week, from last week's podcast.
Yeah, I know.
From Star Wars. I got emails. I got fucking Twitter bombs. I got, like, it was one of those things where I was like, I'm not saying anything wrong. That movie's bad. Star Wars Episode 4. One of my best friends are like, I'm not even listening to the rest of the episode. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you brought down the righteous fury.
Yeah, of the geeks.
Yeah, every Star Wars nerd. And I thought I was angry. Like, I was in the middle of it. I was like, I got to maintain. I got to finish the show. I got to do what I'm talking about. We finished recording here. And the second we finished recording, I was like, you go fuck yourself in the face.
But I was just like,
they were pissed.
You know,
man.
It's funny. Even my wife, I was in the car with my wife because she listens to the podcast in parts. Like, she, you know, so to go to the market for 10 minutes and listen to it or whatever.
A lot of people listen in the car.
So but she's listening to it in the car, but she listens for 10 minutes at a time.
Sure,
right. So then I'm with her in the car. It just happens to be that part where I'm talking about Star Wars. She was like, she's like, you really believe that? I'm like, yeah, it's not good, but it's not good. And she was trying to defend your point of view. By saying that, but it's good because they never had anything at that time. And I'm like, yes, all of that is said.
It's still
not a good movie.
Here's where I think you made the public angry.
Well, first of all, it's funny. One of my friends even got mad at me when he was like, how can you say part 5 is better than part 4? I'm like, even Mike said that.
No, but here's where I think you lost.
They were like, I don't know if I could take your, like, I don't know if I could listen anymore. And I was like, what? They're like, oh, that's a bad podcast. And I'm like, because I express an opinion that's not yours?
All right, right there. Where I said that it's an opinion.
It's a fact, though.
Right.
It's not.
All of Neri's opinions, everybody, are facts.
I just said the one that Star Wars 4 is a bad movie.
All right. It's where you're telling people what's good or bad. In the universal sense, like, this is bad. That's like chicken pox are bad. Like, that sucks. Chicken pox are bad.
So you've never said any movie's bad?
I've said stuff is bad, but I've never once said that that's bad. You should think it's bad. Like, if you think it's good, you're wrong.
No, but I don't think anybody thinks it's good for a movie. I think everybody likes it.
I do.
I think you like it.
I love it. You said it
in the podcast. I got you on recording. You even said last podcast, you said, I like it because of the nostalgia factor.
That's one of the reasons.
No. Like, that's not what you said last time. You said Star Wars. Stop.
No.
Stop. I will cut your mic off.
You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I am actually getting your own words and putting them and putting them in your face.
You're selectively remembering.
No. I heard this twice.
Okay. Say it.
I like it for the nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
That's not, nowhere did you say one of the reasons why, another reason, another perk.
So one of the reasons you think Star Wars is bad.
No, not one of the reasons. I'm telling you, the reason why it's bad is because of the fact that nobody likes the
movie. All hail Neri's authority.
Nobody.
All hail.
Hey, man. If you want to keep interrupting me and you want to just shove your opinion in my face, that's fine.
that's fine.
I will be the better, bigger man.
The irony is leaking through the roof. Do you understand what the irony is coming into the walls?
I will accept that, Michael, and say, hey, man,
if you want to pretend
that movie was good, fine. But we all know it was.
If we lived in the house that The Shining was shot at, like, you know, the hotel that The Shining took place in.
What a shake my
the
head.
The blood that SMH. Comes flying out of the elevator in this situation would wrong? Be irony.
Is it wrong that every time a woman says I have my period, I think about that scene? I swear to God, every time a woman tells me, oh my God, I have cramps, and I just think about that scene, like the fucking hallway just overflowing with like fucking blood, and I'm like, ugh. There's a picture on Facebook. There's a picture on Facebook that says "Meanwhile in my uterus," and it's a picture of like the Revolutionary War or some shit. Like, you ever seen that picture? Where, and then every time I think about that, I'm like, hey, the hallways is a much better. Like, it's just "Meanwhile in my uterus," and you just see the blue.
Like, random. Oh God! I'm making myself nauseous.
But you're used to that. You're in the hospital.
I know. It is true that I don't gross out anymore, man. Like, it's very hard to gross me out.
Did you see two girls in a cup?
Yeah, it was. I was like, that's
nah. Crazy. You didn't get grossed out by that.
Because here's the thing.
I mean, I still jerked off, but I got grossed the fuck out.
It was very hard for me to masturbate to that.
No, get me wrong. It took longer than usual.
All right, the two girls. I mean, I got to enjoy it longer.
I mean, it was just one of those.
Yeah.
Did you ever see?
I had to muscle through that one.
I love the reaction, watching the reaction videos. Yeah,
all the reaction shots.
Did you see the Kermit the Frog reaction? That was the best. That. And did you see when Kermit the Frog showed the dog? What's his name? I forget the dog.
Fozzie. Ralph.
Ralph. Did you see when Kermit the Frog showed Ralph that reaction?
He just throws up and he's like, oh, nom, nom, nom.
No, he doesn't throw up. He's just watching the fucking video and he's like, and then Kermit keeps looking at him like, huh? Huh? Isn't it as gross? Like, he just keeps like turning his head, looking. And then Ralph was looking at him and he goes, what, dude? Yeah, I do that all the time. I'm a fucking dog.
That's the best one. Watched it. All right.
Kermit's reaction is the best.
This is the show. Just a puppet vomiting. The act of a puppet gagging, it's so funny.
No, I don't know that, but the fact that he put hand lotion first.
Yeah. Like, that's right.
That was awesome. Good times.
But that,
talk about old school clip.
That's an old school pick of the week.
That's an old school clip.
But I watched it and I saw it before I was really medical. I watched it again recently and I was like, oh, you know what?
I can't find it again.
This is fake as shit.
I can't find it again.
One of my friends emailed it to me again and was like, hey, remember this? I was like, ah.
And you click on it and you're like,
I was like, I gotta jerk off again. But now,
I gotta jerk off again.
Which is weird because I was in public.
What's that weird?
Yeah.
Did you say it was fake?
Yeah. There's a whole thing about the guys who made it. That it's not real poop, that they just put something into the butt hole.
How did they do that?
Enema something, or like, you know. physics.
You're like, you know.
Physics.
You know how we all squeeze something into our ass to make it look like it's poop, but it's not really
poop. It involved an elaborate...
You just said that like, you know. Like, of course.
Yeah, so they just shove something up in there.
Yeah, like how everybody shoves something up their ass to make it seem as if it's poop, but it's not.
Or they said it wasn't poop. Like, they used some other sort of thing. And I'm like, it's
looking... Was it a frosty?
I guess, yeah. Like, some sort
that
of...
That would be awesome.
Some sort of, like, pudding.
I would really eat that shit up like it ain't no thing. Like, even if the frosty came out of a girl's ass, you're like, oh, it's frosty though, right? This is awesome.
I mean, all of it can't be poop. Like, it touched, like, the poop, but it is not poop. It's like it touched the poop, but it's not a poop. It was poop adjacent. It wasn't the actual poop.
I like the fact that somebody actually thought of this. Somebody like this is an elite and found hot chicks to go along with it.
Yeah, and it's. I remember the second time. I remember watching it again, and I'm just looking 3D? At it. it was coming right at me,
the
man.
The re-release
on a big screen, 90 feet wide. But it was like,
that's so disgusting.
That would terrify me. Yeah. But I was just watching it, and I was just like, really looking at it.
You want to picture somebody going like, "What the bleh?" Like in a fucking popcorn? That's awesome.
This has been a gross episode.
Yeah, this
today.
Is the gross episode.
Wow.
Go ahead, continue. What were you saying?
No, it's just that, and then you watch it now. So I'm like interrogating it, like I'm Nick Cage in 8mm, like really paying attention.
It was a phantom poop. It was a fan of poop, man. Jeez. All right.
We gotta get this shit back on track.
Let's get back on track. Shit.
No.
Oh, puns.
You're punny as fuck.
Puns.
My old school pick, if you want to go back to what we were talking about, the old school pick of the week, mine landed on Tombstone featuring the guy that's in every other movie. That was it. What was his name again?
Maybe
that sounds good. I think we're gonna say Baheen from now on.
Watch him listening and be like, no!
I'm like, if you listen, say hello.
I'm so sorry.
Us at woobro@narysigns.com. Just send us a call my phone.
My old school pick, I have a couple here, but after The Abyss, the problem with the Abyss is that after that, like,
that's
you
a
choose,
high level.
If you choose a cheesy, fun one, you're going,
yeah, so it's not, now. You need like a bring us down.
Yeah.
Like a cool down. From the workout.
I'm going to go with Short Circuit.
Excellent.
It's somewhere in between the cheesy Short Circuit. Short Circuit 2 is a shit awesome, man. That was great. That,
like, you know how you have the argument of the sequel being better than the original? And people are like, Godfather. I'm like, Short Circuit 2. Short Circuit 2 was so much better.
Short Circuit. I remember watching this movie a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, and my wife had never seen it.
Oh, wow.
And
did she cry?
And here's the thing. She goes, this is stupid. I don't want to watch this movie. Like she does with every fucking movie. Right. Yeah. I'm like, trust
me. Like she did with Back to the Future?
Yeah. Like every movie. No, she didn't do it. I don't think she did it with Back to the Future. She did it with, I forgot what movie she's done it with a few. She did it with Spaceballs.
Oh, right.
And it's like, stop lying to yourself. This shit's hilarious. Yeah, stop it. Showed her that movie, and she didn't want to watch it. She didn't want to watch What Dreams May Come. And then she's I want to go to sleep. And I'm like, then go to sleep. And she's like, I can't, because now I want to finish watching the movie. And so, same thing happened. I showed her Short Circuit. I want to say Short Circuit 2. And she had never seen the original or the sequel. And so she's watching it. And she's like, this is stupid. I don't want to watch it. I'm like, then leave or walk out. I'm like, trust me, it's a good movie. Trust me when I tell you it's a good movie. So I put the movie on and she's watching it. And she's like doing that one of these, like, I'm folding my arms. I don't want to watch this
like
movie.
The huffing.
And then she cried by the end. She fucking cried.
She's like, crying?
She wasn't crying like boo-hoo crying. She was crying like she was just, you know, tears or whatever. And she was like, stupid movie got me caring about the robot. Like, she was, like, angry at the fact that her emotions are involved.
She's like, Johnny Five Alive.
Yes.
What's a Radio Shack?
Exactly. What's a Radio Shack? Los Locos kick your ass. Los Locos kick your balls into your ass.
That's still, I tweeted, that was one of my tweets, like, a little while ago. Like,
I tweeted that, like, a year and a half ago, but it was after I saw the movie.
But no, but, it, like, every time I think of that movie, I think of Los Locos.
Yeah, Los Locos.
And I remember thinking,
all those car radios need to be taken out. Yeah. Like, you so suckered into it, man.
Is it the innocence of robots, man? Of robots.
The innocence of robots that were. Why did you say it like that again?
The innocence robots. Of robots.
That's the same thing that you said when you just. What was it that you just were saying today? Where you go, aliens or aliens?
Aliens. Robots.
Robots. You're like, you're all fancy schmancy. I think it's a Joe Dirte.
Joe Dirte.
Don't fancy.
We're
it
talking
up.
About dirt. Short Circuit 2 today. Short Circuit 2, where the robot becomes very ingrained into social culture. He becomes his own life, and then he becomes made of solid gold by the end. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
But when the fucking she made him when, oh man, that was great. She's like, he died? He didn't die, right? Like, very.
How awesome would it have been if you would have just stopped the movie right there and been like, what happens
it
now?
Died.
No,
it died.
Wait.
Like, no, I don't want to show you the rest.
It's like Old Yeller. I don't want to see
him. He's bleeding the battery acid.
And you see it dwindling?
Yeah.
That was the great. Like,
that song was awesome, too.
The Wait, they need a hero. Yeah.
It's not we, it's I Need a Hero. Get it fucking right.
You know what I get that song confused with? The Tina Turner song from Beyond Thunderdome.
I was talking to my wife about this. I've never seen that movie.
Ooh.
I've never seen Mad Max, any of the Mad Max.
Yeah, the Road Warrior, Mad Max, the Road Warrior, and Thunderdome.
I've never seen any of those. I thought there were two movies. Now you're just informing me that there's three.
Yeah.
I've never seen those. I've never seen Blade Runner.
You've never seen... Oh, that one is a must. It's long and get ready. You have to say it, but it's that movie's another intense one.
Dude, you know what movie I saw? And we're going way off topic here. And I'm sorry. I apologize. But I'm fucking I'm so stoked. First of all, my wife left a couple days ago. She went on vacation with her family. Took the
kids. And you're so happy. You're like, I'm so stoked.
No, no, I'm not stoked about that. I'm sitting. The reason I'm setting it up is because I have nothing to do. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't even have any new video games to play. So I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, I'm so, I signed up for Gamefly. I'm waiting for my video games to get here. I'm like, for the 2 week trial, the 2 week free trial. I'm like, all right, just get here from before my wife gets here.
You'd be good with Gamefly, I think.
Yeah, because I can play the shit out of them before my wife gets back. I'm like, just let me play for 2 weeks. 2 week free trial. So, but I watched a movie the other day. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, not last night, the night before, Friday night. And I watched a movie, The Prestige. Remember, we couldn't figure out. I hadn't seen that one. I had seen The Illusionist, the one that I had seen.
Yeah, the one with Ed Norton.
Yes. And this one has
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Wow.
And David Bowie is Nikola Tesla.
I didn't even know that.
That's David Bowie.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
What a fucking fantastic movie. I am one of the, like, I am so late to this party, but I'm like, I want to talk about it right now. Like, I'm just like Jim Gaffigan's joke.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk about it right now.
I want to talk about it right now.
So, but it is a fucking phenomenal, $7 on Blu-ray. The best.
Yeah.
It was so great.
That's a good Blu-ray movie because there's a lot of little things in the background.
It is so fucking good, great. Dude. Man, fuck the Dark Knight. This is Chris Nolan's masterpiece, man. Yeah. I was looking at this movie going like, holy shit. Hey, man, how come Chris Nolan doesn't have the fame for the surprise endings? Like, every movie he does is a surprise ending.
Big deal. Yeah. This is the M. Night Shyamalan, but good.
But yes, but with good movies.
Yeah.
Good movies, not one-hit wonders.
Yeah. Like, I got one. He got maybe two, depending on how you think about Signs.
I loved Unbreakable.
Oh, no, three, yeah.
Nobody else liked Unbreakable.
I love Unbreakable.
None of my friends liked Unbreakable. They're like, this movie is so much shit. And I'm like, I liked it.
I haven't seen it in a while. I gotta watch that one again.
I have it here. I fucking liked it.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
I like Signs.
All right, let's not get too M. Night Shyamalan. Let's go back to Chris Nolan.
Yeah, man, we're going off, man.
Way off. Chris Nolan. This is the movie, I think, I don't know why, if Inception would have come on before, I would have been like, this is the movie he was trying to make when he made Inception.
Because
this is a fucking great movie. This is honestly the movie it's so much a better movie than Inception. I only say that because I understood this movie.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason.
This movie made sense. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, this movie made sense, and it was universally, it tied it up in a neat little bow at the end.
Yeah.
So we, the audience, know.
That hurt my brain at the end because I watched that end like three times before. I was like, wow.
It's so fucking great.
But
so, even when you thought it ended, it didn't end.
Spoiler, and you're like, stick around.
No, I'm not fucking, and then, oh my God, what a great movie. And then, even the guy that you want to win.
Yeah.
Even the one you want to win.
You were really excited.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was 2:30 in the morning, Mike. I was tired, sleepy. I was so fucking sleepy, but I was like, I got to keep sitting. My contacts were dried up. I paused the movie to take off my contacts to put my glasses on. I'm like, I'm going to fucking watch this movie tonight. So good.
I'm going to muscle through this movie.
Such a fucking great movie.
Yeah. I told you.
I don't remember which one I've seen, The Illusionist or Prestige.
Yeah.
And The Illusionist. It's such a great movie too,
but it's so completely different. Yeah,
it's so completely
totally
different.
Like,
the only thing that has to do with what one has to do with the other is that they're both magicians. But
the stories are completely different.
Completely different. Wow! And The Illusionist, great movie. I'm not taking anything away from the movie, but wow!
Yeah,
what?
Prestige was great.
Prestige.
That's why Chris Nolan got Batman. He got like that's why he started his own thing because he did Memento.
I've never seen Memento yet. I haven't seen that one yet.
Man, you're going backwards through,
through the Chris Nolan
filmography.
Yeah.
When you get to Memento, that's going to make so much fucking sense. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening who's seen Memento is laughing right now because of the way you're doing.
Well, I know
Chris
how
Nolan's
the movie.
Film.
I know what the whole point of the movie is. I've heard this not.
All right.
So I get that.
You,
no. But nobody told me the ending. They just told me that you got to when you watch it the second time, it would all make sense. Because of the first time.
The first time it hits you hard. But right. Watch Memento now. But go back. Hey, look.
Prestige, I'm telling you. Wow. I think.
You're aghast.
I think it fucking skyrocketed to one of my top 10 favorite movies.
Wow.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Great.
The acting, the fucking writing. And he does the writing, he writes with his brother.
Yeah.
And he wrote all the Dark Knights with his brother and shit like that. I'm assuming that none of them ever read the Marvel, the DC comic books.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
They're like, hey, it's a Batman guy, right? What's another guy? Bane, fuck it. Let's make up the story.
Yeah.
So they do that. So they take it upon themselves to fucking jizz and rape the DC comics.
Yeah.
But apparently,
they have the comics, but it's on a toilet paper roll.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
that they wipe their ass.
We're just gonna wipe our ass with this like 50-year catalog. They just wipe our ass with that, and let's make Batman the way we envision Batman to be.
This is our Batman.
Yeah, this is our Batman.
What about everybody's Batman?
No, we're good. We're good. But fuck, The Prestige is such a great movie, man. That's when I didn't text you because I wanted to text you. It was like literally 2:45, almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Please, thank
and
you.
I wanted to be like, dude, I just saw The Prestige. It is really good. But I was like, I'll wait.
And then I would have texted back. I was like, I know. I'm turning my phone off now.
When I'm sleeping and I get like, even if I go to sleep early that day for some reason, and somebody texts me 1,000 times, I'll answer them so very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Period. Good night. Period. Like, that's all I fucking write to let them know, hey, I'm fucking sleeping, dude.
Yeah.
So let this shit go. But Prestige, great movie. Anyways, going back.
What the hell?
Going all the way back.
Went off on that one.
All right, going all the way back. And I'm sorry.
Loves The Prestige.
I love that movie. That I want to really see
good.
It again.
It was really good.
Right now, I want to see it again. Like, it's so fucking good.
During the break.
During the break. It's so good. So anyways, my old school pick is Short Circuit. That's the...
Short Circuit. Honorable mention goes to... what was it that we just said? We were talking about...
is it like watching you suffer?
Yeah, like, you know what it is. You're watching like, me. Like when I was hoping you. Fuck you.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I'm just.
you dick.
I was just fucking with you. As I'm talking,
I'll listen back.
I was just trying to buy some time and be like,
I'm like,
what is it? But like, I know what it is. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my god, please don't tell me what it is.
Come to me, brain. Come to me.
The old school pick, or the viewer listener, the listener pick. I guess. There's two of them that I'm thinking about, but one, I don't know if what was the movie that Orlando talked about?
Just, North Shore,
and the one before that he goes, that he said that he changed it from something to North Shore.
Sandlot.
No.
No.
That was yours.
I don't know, man.
Was it...
Oh, yeah, that was it.
That was it. All right. He had picked that one. All right. So we're not going to pick that one. And this is coming from a listener, so I don't know how valid this is because I'm pretty sure I've seen a movie at some point or another on TV. But maybe it's not on heavy rotation.
Right. Like, I haven't seen Short Circuit. I used to see it every once in a while on cable, but that was like back like 10 years ago.
When you had TV.
Yeah, when I lived at home cable. With my mom. I had my mom's cable.
So the listener pick would be Stand By Me.
Oh,
but I'm like, that's on the fence, man.
That's close because you see it every now and again.
But not enough to go,
You know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to True Romance this movie. I've never seen the whole thing.
You never seen Stand By Me?
Never the whole thing.
I showed my wife Stand By Me. She had never seen it either, and she watched it, and it was fun. She loved it. It's great. Yeah. It's a great movie.
I know. Skin it. Yeah. You know? There's parts of it that I've seen. And it's like the train scene and all that shit. You know, like, but I've never actually seen the whole thing. Like,
I don't know the whole story.
I'm definitely watching this.
That's a big miss. Like, you're missing out on a big because it's
sure.
I don't know. It was a really good movie.
I know. I'm missing out. It was great writing and
great storytelling. Yeah. Again, Stephen King.
Yeah, man. Oh, wow. Stephen King. Again, that's probably what's not on my why I didn't put on my list or anything. I didn't even cross my mind as being a Stephen King movie. But that's a great one. Whoever picked it, good on you. That's good.
Good on you, buddy. Good on you. All right. So those are the picks. Let's take a quick break. I'll let the dogs out. Because you keep looking at me like you want to do something. All right, so let's take a quick break.
Don't look at me hard, dog.
Yeah, don't look at me hard.
Don't look at me hard.
Dog. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, wait, so what is this now?
Just watch.
Why are we taping my reaction?
Just watch.
Okay, they're lesbians, clearly. I don't know what else. Wait. Wait, what? What? No. No. Ah! Ah!
wrong with you? Oh my God! Ah! Ah! Oh, I'm never gonna be able to eat ice cream again. Oh my God! Oh! Oh! Oh my God! Oh!
And we're back. That's the best. I love when he fucking turned. It's awesome.
It's delightful music, I think.
I think it's the best. The best. And where did they find that? They had to make that shit on their own, right?
I guess. Imagine.
They will get sued through the fucking asshole.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. All right.
I'm sure. Could you imagine the guy that, like, okay, we're going to hire you for your talent as a pianist and you're going to play some lovely music? And it's like, oh, well, what is this movie about?
Shut your fucking mouth and just.
No, but I mean, I'm just curious.
Just we're paying you. That's all you care about.
Okay, good. All right. So, and then later on, he sees it and he's like, oh, they totally cut up the. Oh, man.
They totally cut out the decrescendo.
Yeah.
I had this decrescendo that
the,
I was going
to. The audio mix is all wrong. Are you concerned about them shitting while their your music is playing? It's like, no, but at least play the music right.
You know? At least, you know, they did that rough cut. That was just too much.
Fucking, they used the demo. Shit.
So I was reading EW last week or this week. This week's EW. EW. That's Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, okay.
For those of you not in the industry.
Whoa. And, very well often, bro.
And
robots.
They had which your favorite action star? I guess what they had most memorable.
Let me
get the issue. I gotta get the issue. Okay, so they have what's your favorite old school action hero?
Were they listening in on our podcast? Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I was like, excuse me, at least give Rubro some credit. So, 24% was Arnold Schwarzenegger, which you go, okay.
Right, yeah, good.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
standard.
Here's where it gets kind of choppy, right? 14% is Chuck Norris.
That's not true. I guarantee you, all of those people are just voting because the Chuck Norris meme that hit the internet. They just like, oh, Chuck Norris is a bad. Yeah, his movies are cheesy action, but they're not near. Like, if that's second place, fuck that. That's wrong.
It's actually third place. I'm not going to go into second place right now. I'm going to skip that one on purpose.
Okay.
Sidekicks was honestly the only movie that I liked of his. That was his best movie.
Right, yeah.
So.
Well, he has, like, Operation Delta Force, and there's some that are
those
fun.
Those are way before me, so I don't know. Yeah. I never really watched. I haven't actually watched any of those, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're not really much that interesting. You could watch a much better action movie.
11% Sylvester Stallone. How is Arnold at 24 and Sylvester Stallone at 11? That, to me, is a big discrepancy, and I'm like, that's.
It's wrong. There's something wrong here. This is not right.
10% Van Damme.
Oh, that's it?
See, here's the thing. I'm thinking, okay, that's it. But if Stallone is 11% and Van Damme is 10%, that's a pretty good, I guess, measure, right?
Mm-hmm.
5% Jet Li. 8% Bruce Willis.
Only 8% Bruce Willis? I thought we were leaving Bruce Willis. I thought he would be second.
No, 7% Dolph Lundgren.
Are they going through the list of... Of the Expendables, or
it says the Expendables 2 in theaters August 17 teams up some of Hollywood's best tough guys, but out of this testosterone fueled crew, who ranks as the biggest badass? And it says favorite old school action hero.
So who's so all of these people are behind whoever
5% other.
Other?
Yes.
What, like the American Ninja guy?
Like.
Michael Dudikoff?
Well, he's not in The Expendables.
Oh.
He's 16% Jason Statham.
He's not an old school guy.
But even if he is an old school guy, first of all, you're right. He's not an old school guy. Second of all, this is just young kids that only know him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the poll was taken online on entertainmentweekly.com. I don't know why I'm plugging them.
I know.
But... Arnold Schwarzenegger, I understand. He's always going to be the Terminator.
Everyone's going to know. He's right. Terminator.
Forever.
Yeah, right. Commando.
So then, 16% where Jason Statham, those are the people who know Snatch and who know the Transporter movies and who know
Crank.
That's that demographic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Chuck Norris thing, you said that it just
he doesn't have enough movies to hold a candle to any of these fuckers. Like any of them.
Original Transporter was amazing.
The first Transporter.
I like the first one and the second one I like too. But not as much as the first one.
The first one was amazing.
The first one was fucking
amazing.
Good. Shit, I saw that one at Palace 18.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. You know which one? Remember the big hit with Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
I finger blasted a chick with that movie. Doesn't he
finger blast a chick? The Chinese?
No, girl? that's Fear. You're talking about Fear.
No, I'm talking about the big hit. There's like some Chinese girl.
I don't remember that movie because I was finger blasting some chick. So I really don't recall the plot of a fucking Marky Mark movie at that point. Because he was Marky Mark at that point.
He was Marky Mark. And I remember that movie having, man, if I remember this correctly, Lou Diamond Phillips in it? All right.
He was a bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was the friend that turned, against him. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
don't want to get anybody upset. Yeah. So,
Jason Statham.
Yeah, I was thinking about Jason Statham. I was like, look, he was great in Snatch. You know, just a movie.
And in Lockstock, you know, like
Lockstock was great again, but it's not. He wasn't.
No, he's not in Lockstock. He's in Snatch.
He's in Snatch. I remember him in Lockstock. I saw Lockstock once, and I remember it's been a while.
No. It's another guy.
Anyway, so listen. So they have the movie preview, right?
For the fall movie preview.
Are you excited about Breaking Dawn?
Oh, Lord, my pussy is so wet for Breaking Dawn. I can't believe that girl cheated on that guy. I don't understand why. Oh, the werewolf is better for... I can't stand that shit. Like, it's like just everything to me about that makes me, like, hate people. Like, it just makes me so mad that gets all this kind of attention. And there's so much good shit that gets overlooked. I'm just so pissed. That's like that to me, Twilight is like the... Jersey Shore of movies.
I think that's an insult to Jersey Shore. I think that's I'm not like the Judge Dredd movie looks really good.
Judge Dredd looks really good because I don't think they're trying to retell the story. I think they're just telling another story in that world because it's like takes place in the course of a day.
It's a comic book.
Yeah.
So I mean, they could choose from 1,000. And unless they're like Chris Nolan, they don't rewrite the comic book history. They just tell a story that's actually in the comics.
And I love the original Judge Dredd.
I did love it, but I was a kid. So
yeah,
Things may be different now. Did you see the animated movie that's going to come out with Adam Sandler, Hotel Transylvania?
I saw the trailer for that.
Awesome.
That looks so good. I'm excited for that shit.
I am excited.
Kevin James is the Frankenstein.
He's great.
I like it. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's a good story. The writing's good. But I totally dig the cast. That's going to be a fun one. I'm going to see it.
I didn't know it was Adam Sandler until towards the end of the preview. I was like, that sounds like Adam Sandler.
This movie, have you heard about this?
Seen the preview.
Have you seen the previews for this?
Seen this? Heard about this? Seen this? Heard about this?
Hey, it's in the news. You seen this?
You seen this? Heard about this? That's what's his name? Jimmy.
Yeah.
From South Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Seen this? Heard about this? Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, man. That movie looks crazy good.
It's like, I like the fact that Tom Hanks is like, hey, look, I took a couple years off. Now give me my fucking third Oscar.
Yeah, like he's just going to be like, get ready, guys.
Give me my third Oscar.
He's like, I got the space picked out.
Yeah, it's already done.
Well, everyone thought he was going to win an Oscar for closing extremely loud. What's that one?
9/11. The 9/11 tearjerker movie. Blah, blah, blah.
And it didn't win, so.
Well, did it even get? It got nominated. But I don't think he got nominated.
No, it got nominated, but I don't think he got nominated.
Yeah.
But he's in this movie, Cloud Atlas, and
because you know why? It's just you don't get nominated for 9/11 movies for the same reason you don't get nominated for playing full blown retarded.
Yeah, you don't go full retard.
You don't go full retard. You don't go full retard.
It's like Forrest Gump. He's retarded, but he's got talent. He can run fast. He's not full retard. Yeah, I love that. That's a great flick too.
Taken 2 is gonna come out.
I'm concerned about this one, and I hope it's done creatively. I saw the trailer for it.
I didn't think part one was all that, to be honest.
Really?
I thought it was good.
I loved it.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I would even say really good. But the amount of, like, fucking just dick sucking in this movie got, where it's like, oh my, well, take it, please, just squeeze, just, oh my God, yeah, just come all over my face. And I'm like, oh my God, take it easy.
Really?
It's all right. It's good. It's really good. I don't know.
I never once wanted Taken to come on my face. What I wanted it to do.
You wanted to be like, take it.
Make
take
passionate
taken.
Love to me.
Take it, Taken.
Maybe a little pow pow here and there. Like, that's what I want. Come in
you,
the face.
You want
a little
it, you want to take it to jerk you. Jerk you off with its feet.
With its feet, yes. That's exactly right. Delightful.
Hint, hint.
Just after every time you say that, just say Inception.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Anyways, so there's.
But with Taken 2, I hope they added something unique. I hope it's not like The Hangover 2 where they just did the same shit over again.
I didn't see The Hangover 2.
Exactly.
And the reason why I didn't see The Hangover 2 is because The Hangover Part 1. And here's another thing I'm going to get shot for. The Hangover Part 1, a bit overrated.
I can see why you would say that. Some people, like, I liked it.
I loved it when I first saw it in the movie theater, and here's the reason why. Me and my friends thought, it would, me and the franchise thought, it would be hilarious to go see the movie fucking wasted.
Oh.
We thought, let's get as drunk as we can, and this included me. This was like one of the times in 2010.
This is a rare occasion.
This is one of the times in 2010 that I drank, and we went to TGI Fridays, and there was like two for ones and shit, and I was just taking down drinks and Patron and Blue Long Islands, and I was just fucking taking it down. I was drunk. I wasn't like cruise ship drunk. I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wasn't,
you didn't
that was
aliens.
Like, that was, I didn't pass out. I fully remember, but and I sobered up by the end of the night because we started drinking like an hour and a half, two hours before the movie. So while the movie started, look how drunk we were. One of the guys got up during the movie, got up and he went to go take a piss. Right. And then right as he walked out, he's a big Heather Graham fan and her titties came out. Right. And so when he comes back, he's like, what did I miss? I go, dude, you missed Heather Graham's titties. He goes, shut the fuck up. And I go, no, I'm serious. He goes, no, you're lying. I go, bro, I'm telling you the truth. She pulled out her titty to fucking breastfeed the baby. She pulled out her titty. And he's like, are you fucking kidding? I missed it. And I go, yeah. And then he goes, man, I already broke the seal. So now I'm going to take a piss. I don't want to fucking miss anything anymore. So from then on, every time he had to take a piss, we sat in the back of the movie theater and he went to the corner of the movie theater. In the movie theater.
No.
And pissed in the movie theater.
That's how drunk he was?
That's how drunk we were.
Like, no one stopped him.
Nobody stopped. I was like, horrible. Look at this. Me being the more sober one than everybody else at that time. But I was like, this fucking guy.
That
I can't believe you, this guy. Don't do it. Oh, man. You're so doing it. We're going to get in trouble, man. We're going to get in trouble. God. And then six other guys followed suit.
No.
Yes, I swear to God.
Don't say the name of the theater.
No, I'm not saying the name of the theater. But it was
then
awful.
The one guy that used to work there when
it
that shit
awful.
Came out.
It was and awful. And it was one of those things that I'm glad I didn't participate, but it was one of those things where you go, okay, this is a reason why I don't drink.
Yeah.
This is why. Because guys get stupid when we fucking drink. No matter how old we were, 30 years old or 29 or whatever old we were at that time. So the movie was funny to me, but I was fucking drunk.
Yeah.
So I saw it again when I wasn't drunk and I was like, eh.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't have rewatchable.
I've watched it a couple of times.
I've watched it twice, and I was like, I'm good. I don't think I ever have to.
And
one of the funniest
for me,
to
it's
me,
an exercise in writing where I see how they piece it all together. That's all it is.
What? Well, I mean, if you're gonna do that, just go. You know, you could fucking watch Crash or something.
Yeah.
That's. One of the scenes that I love the most from The Hangover is when he goes, what a majestic animal.
Yeah.
Talking about the lion.
The tiger.
He's like, what a majestic animal. And he's pissing on it. And it's like, he's pretending to hump it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that to me I found hilarious. Like, what a majestic animal.
There's funny lines. Like, that's like one of those things.
But Bridesmaid to me was funnier.
Bridesmaids was funnier than Hangover.
To me. So I didn't watch part 2 because I was like, part 1 was good. But we're not going to get wasted, right? So, no, it's fine. We're not going to go have and watch it. So,
but yeah, so.
What? Oh, there's a movie with Tom Cruise. What's the Tom Cruise movie that's going to come out? Where he?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Shit. It's a Tom Cruise. Oh, Wreck-It Ralph. Did you see the preview to this?
Yeah.
I saw the preview. Let me tell you something. I didn't tell you this. It was like 2 months ago, I saw the preview. I almost shit myself when I saw Zangief.
Yes.
In the preview. I'm like, fucking Zangief! It's Zangief! That's like episode 5, people. Yeah, you know, yeah, for those listeners that don't know.
It's called What's a Zangief?
Yeah, that's the name of it. That's the title of the episode.
Search us on Uber.
What's a Zangief? And I'm like, holy shit, it has Zangief in it. And the whole time I go, this reminds me a lot of Mike. Like the character. I'm like, it just reminds me a lot of Mike.
Holy shit. And that's
then,
fucking funny.
And then I saw the preview by myself. And then I saw, and I showed my wife the preview. And she goes, that looks like Mike. And I go, holy fuck, that's exactly what I said. And it's one of those things where unless you were there, you won't believe me when I say that. But it really does look like Mike. It really does look like you.
The
it reminds
whole,
me
like,
of
story,
you.
Like,
it just reminds me of you, like the lovable big ogre. Like, I'm a nice guy. I don't want to be the bad guy. And I'm like, that's just, and again, I just saw a 2 minute trailer. It's just a 2 minute trailer.
Oh,
but
that's awesome.
But I Wreck-It Ralph. Did you see the preview to that?
Yes, of course I saw the preview to that. And that movie looks fucking great, man. That like all the Sarah Silverman plays in it. Jane Lynch, who's fucking hilarious in all the Judd Apatow movies. She's in all of them.
Yeah.
And Jack McBrayer and.
I don't know who that is, but
that's the guy.
I know who that is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm from 30 Rock. There's two movies here. Man with the Iron Fist. Did you see? That's a Wubro outing all the way.
That's a Wubro outing.
This
all
is
the way.
The Man with the Iron Fist.
That's the
it's
RZA.
Like, it's testosterone, martial art. It's just.
It looks great. Quentin Tarantino's producing it, and the RZA is in it, and he directed it. I think the RZA wrote and directed it.
Wrote and directed it. Yeah.
And acting in it, I guess. But and it's like a martial, like a kung fu movie. But Tarantino, RZA, like it,
but
it looks
it's like,
fucking intense.
It's like a kung fu movie with Matrix,
yes,
special effects.
Yeah, like
so you
like,
go, oh fuck! So it's not like it's just really good. And then the other one is an animated movie, Rise of the Guardians. It looks really fucking good too.
That's the one with all the holiday people. Right?
Well, it's all the mythical. It's not just holiday. I guess they're all.
It
holiday,
looks like because I
in it and
well,
Santa Claus,
and the Easter Bunny.
I like the fact that Santa Claus is European. He sounds Eastern European. And he has tattoos. He's all tatted up.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So that looks to be a good movie. And there's
the new Bond.
The new Bond
looks cool.
I'm not a fan of the old Bond.
I didn't see Quantum of Solace.
That one. What happens is, in order to see Quantum of Solace, you have to have recently seen
Casino Royale. Yeah.
Because it literally takes place. It's a continue.
It's a direct sequel.
Direct sequel, like. Like Karate Kid Part 2 and Part 1 type of deal.
Oh, it's okay.
Like, it just happened. Like, whatever just happened, like, you haven't slept for a week. And I'm like, why hasn't he slept for a week? And it turns out you have to watch. I'm like, Casino Royale came out 2 years prior. I'm like, well, I got to fucking watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus. And I don't. This one I might like more because from the previews, I gather that they're starting him up on the. I didn't know Casino Royale was a complete reboot.
Yeah, yeah. That's the very first book, the first novel.
So I didn't know that it didn't have the gadgets and none of that shit that we've known.
Yeah, Q,
007, none of that shit. So none of the gadgets were there. And I missed them. I missed the gadgets.
Yeah, like, I love the
gadgets. Where the fucking scene where he gets all his gadgets? And
Q is a big part of
Skyfall, the new Bond movie, seems as if that's what they're going to.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
trying to build up to the technology part of it. But I can't wait. I loved all that shit. Even the shitty Pierce Brosnan ones.
What's your favorite? You don't like the Pierce Brosnan ones?
I like.
To me, I never grew up watching the original Bonds.
Right.
So to me, Pierce Brosnan is
007. That's like GoldenEye was.
Such a fucking great movie.
Yeah,
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
And then the other one where they're on ice with the invisible car.
Die Another Day.
Is it that? Yes.
Yeah.
The one with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
I saw that movie like six. I honestly saw that movie like 3 times in the movie theater, and I didn't do it on purpose. It was one of those things where I was like, I want to go see that movie, but I don't have someone to go with. I'll go, and I saw it like 3 times in the movie theater. I love that movie. But Pierce Brosnan again to me is 007 because I was 18 years old when GoldenEye came out. Before GoldenEye, there was like a 10-year gap where they didn't make a Bond movie.
Because everybody knows there was Roger Moore, who Roger Moore is my favorite Bond. He's like more suave. Like Sean Connery's just like the brazen, like in your face, old school James Bond. Like he's got the hairy chested, like I'm gonna fuck you and then leave. You know, like
you ever see that SNL skit? With Sean Connery, that they were putting him, like, they were making fun of the fact that he's, like, he's still a sex symbol or something. Yeah, like, yeah, in movies, they try to make him, like, the women are, like, attracted to him. And, like, they had this, this love scene where they had the girl, like, lick his, like, chest, and his chest, like, leathery.
Yeah, yeah,
and
he's yeah.
That's so fucking funny. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But there was one Bond, and he was only Bond once, and I can't remember which Bond movie it was, but his name is George Lazenby. And he's this one guy. He got to be Bond once and never again.
And then Sean Connery was like, I'll go back.
Yeah, because there was like a gap in between. And it was like, I was like the idea that guy was Bond once and no one knows who the fuck he is. And I want to find out which Bond movie it was that he did and watch it to like compare the Bonds. You know what I mean? Like, but to me, Roger Moore is always my favorite. Like, he's just the kind of the smoothest one.
Is that why you like The Quest?
Yeah, of course. The Quest has got James Bond in it and Van Damme and a big golden dragon.
Who would have ever thought that Van Damme would out-act
Roger Moore.
A Bond. Jack Reacher. That's the one that Tom Cruise is in.
I don't know. I haven't heard about this one.
Oh, that's... Dude, it's like 007. He's a cop, but a cop that only cares about justice and he doesn't give a fuck about... Like, it's really good. Like, if you see the action scenes, again, I'm only watching, I only saw the trailer.
Well, that's all we have to go on. I love going through, like, reviewing trailers. Like, there's something about it where, there's something about, like, watching trailers where you get a good feel for it. So, like, you hope that, like, it lives up to what the trailer.
Right.
That's a whole separate art form. Like, in Hollywood, there's people that just edit trailers. Like, that's all they do.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at. You're right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to ignore you. I just I've noticed that a lot of times in the podcast, I'm listening back to it. I'm like, Mike just said something you totally didn't even acknowledge.
Yeah, something. Well, it's usually because we're trying to like figure out what to do next. We got other stuff going on. But yeah.
So there's a movie called This Is 40, and it stars Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann, Albert Brooks, Jason Segel, and Megan Fox. I'm in.
Yeah, of course.
Directed by, of course, Judd Apatow.
Well, this movie is basically the characters are in Knocked Up.
Thank you. That's what I'm like. I'm looking at the screen. I'm looking at the shot.
It's a continuation of that.
That's exactly what it looked. And you know, I know that's Judd Apatow's kids in the movie.
And his wife. Leslie Mann's wife.
I get it. But it looks, I'm like, this scene, like if you look at it from Entertainment Weekly, it looks like it was cut off from a promo for 40 Year Old Virgin.
Or Knocked Up,
I'm sorry. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then I thought, if they're doing a continuation of the same characters, not like what they did with Get Him to the Greek.
No.
Because they only used one character, even though both actors were in the fucking... Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which I think is stupid. You can't have one character.
He's the same, and the other
one. And the other character is different. Yeah, yeah. It's like, really? Is it?
I actually would have loved to see the Forgetting Sarah Marshall character.
Yeah, with a psychopath. That would have been fucking great.
I just went from 6 to midnight. I would have loved to see that character be weird with.
I heard interviews where he said that they thought about doing that, but he was like, nah, he was too much of a fanboy. He was like crazy. He was like a psycho. Mm-hmm. That's what would have made it funny.
That would have been hilarious.
But anyway, so this is 40. That's a cool idea. Like, let's just focus on those people.
Yeah, it's like what happens later on with that same couple as they, you know, like they're like getting divorced. The trailer's really funny.
I haven't seen the trailer.
I'm just
reading it for the first time.
It's funny. The trailer starts off with the like, what would you do if like your wife? Like, there are times where you're like wondering, like, I wish my wife was dead. Not like in a violent, not like a painful. Like, she's just like, if she just. She's, you know, like drifted off, you know, like she's just gone, you know, and it goes off. It's really funny. Robert Smigel.
That sounds a lot like a Patrice O'Neill joke.
Really?
A lot. Like, really? I pictured killing my wife daily.
Oh.
Like, he talks about pictures of his wife daily. Like, it's just like, oh, how? And he talks to someone in the audience. Like, how would you do it, man? How would you like you ever thought about killing? Like, how would you do it? Like, in your fantasies. I'm not saying you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, in your fantasies, how would you kill your wife? And the guy didn't want to answer because his wife was there next to him. He's like, I'll tell you how I'll kill my wife. So he goes into this whole thing about how he would put a pillow over her face. Right, and then he put a gun, and he would shoot up the gun, and he sees the feathers popping up in his head, like he sees the feathers coming off. He's like, yeah, I thought about all that shit. He's like, yeah, shoot up, bitch, what? And she's like, it was brilliant. It's a brilliant bit,
anyways. Yeah. So that's kind of like Robert Smigel, the guy that does Triumph the Insult Comic Dog,
right?
He's in the movie. He's one of his buddies.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's actually a great writer. I love that guy. He wrote on SNL forever when it was like at the peak Will Ferrell days. And yeah, man, you know, all the cartoon, the Saturday TV Funhouse, like the.
Yeah. Yeah,
he
yeah.
wrote a cartoon by Robert Smigel. The Ambiguously Gay Duo. He wrote so many of those. That guy's fucking great.
That's but funny.
There's one that he passed, the Django Unchained. Have you seen that one? The Jamie Foxx.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
The one.
I haven't seen
the Quentin Tarantino movie.
That's a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
Doing a Western?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, fuck you. No, I'm sorry.
I know. I'm not saying it like you. Like I've offended at you in any way, which I am. But I will say that's. It's just going to be fun. It looks really good. I hope it's like Civil War slavery and bounty hunting, and it looks really cool. And I love Christoph Waltz, the guy that did Hans Landa in Inglourious Basterds.
That's another one I haven't seen, Inglourious Basterds. I've seen the first 10 minutes of it, and it was really good. But the problem was, at that time, my TV, I was watching in my apartment before I moved into the house, and the TV was a little bit further back, and the subtitles were in Spanish, were in white.
Oh,
and yeah. I was like, what the fuck, man? I can't read it. I couldn't read it because it was
on
white.
On DVD?
No. It wasn't a DVD. It was on demand.
Oh.
And I was like, I can't read the fucking white subtitles on some of these backgrounds because there was like a
That's a tricky thing. That's true. That's 100% true.
Like, why don't you just put yellow subtitles like everybody else does?
Yeah.
I don't get it. So I wanted to wait to the DVD, and then I just forgot about it. I wanted to wait to the DVD I was hoping that the DVD would have the dubbed, like I could just, or does it still have subtitles? You think?
No, that movie is subtitled because that was a choice. Like he made the languages a choice specifically in that movie. That movie, hey, but even then, dude, muscle through because that movie's great.
But I can't read some of the scenes though, Mike. I can't read some of the words. I can't read them because they're fucking white and they have a white background.
No, but on the DVD, they're not the same. I mean, I'm sure they fixed that. They usually have like a little black outline. I can't believe we're discussing.
I know.
What the fuck are we
That's
talking?
How fucking shitty that was. And I was like, I really want to watch this movie. And then, but I haven't seen it yet.
You need to watch it.
That I will watch it. You know what? I'll watch it right now. I'll watch it today. And not like I have a fucking wife and baby to take her.
Yep. You got nothing to do.
Got Time nothing to do.
Inglourious Basterds.
So I saw Dark Knight again.
Dark Knight Rises?
Knight Rises again. Great movie. Really was great.
Yeah, man.
He just jizzed and fucking fucked and came
once
over.
Once you separate yourself from the jizzing.
You do. Once you separate yourself from the raping, the ass raping that Nolan did to the Batman
story.
Well,
we'll call back it the Batman canon, like the stuff that's commonly accepted.
Right. But it was a really good movie.
Yeah, man. It was a really dope movie. I can't, it's great.
Once you separate yourself,
if you think of it as just,
it's like
itself.
When you go watch. It's like when you go watch, a Ducati scene, a Bukkake. Was it Bukkake? When you go watch a Bukkake scene on Pornhub, if you separate yourself from the fact that you know this girl, just separate yourself. Then you can enjoy it the way you want to enjoy it. Then you can just go, hey, this is a great Bukkake scene.
That's not my cousin.
That's not my friend that I went to school with, and I don't know her daughter. You separate yourself and you're able to enjoy it so much more.
That's gross.
So that's the same. Oh yeah, this is the gross episode.
That's the part that got me, man.
It's a gross
I don't gross
episode.
Out easily, yeah. But that shit got me.
Bukkake grosses you out?
Blech. Oh, Bukkake to me is the gross. It's the gayest thing.
I think it's gay. I don't think
it's the gayest of gross things.
Remember, have you heard that?
It's gross and gay.
Have you heard that?
It's gray.
Have you heard that? There was a comic, a local guy. Remember, he was trying to tell us that. All porn that's not lesbian porn is gay. Like, that's gay because you're watching another man's penis.
Yeah. I don't remember who it was.
I'll tell you who it is off air. But
oh, okay.
I remember I've heard guys say that shit before, and you go, shut the fuck up. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're just an idiot.
That's stupid.
Like, that's retarded. But because he's a comic, and I didn't want to ruffle his feather. I didn't want to be a dick, right? But I was like, yeah. And he goes, no, if you think about it, I get it, bro. I know what you're going to say. Yeah. I already know your argument.
We get the bit.
I already know your... Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I'm like, we get the fucking bit. I don't even know if you really think this way or if that's just a bit that you have on stage. It sounds hacky like your act, so you might want to fucking... I'm sure it is. But...
I really want to know who it is.
But I was just like, shut the fuck... Like, he kept saying it. No, if you, no, no, it's... All porn is gay.
No one's going to argue with you on this one.
And nobody was asking him why.
All right, yeah, whatever.
Nobody was asking him why. Nobody was saying, like, what do you mean? Nobody, everybody. Cause and then he kept on and kept on.
Like,
he
wants you. Like, come on, let me do my bit.
He wants to bait you. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. So
I ask people now, I'm like, this is a bit. Do you want me to do the bit? And then they're like, yeah, do the bit. And I'm like, fine, good. But I hate when you get bombarded with that shit.
Well, that's why, I mean, we've all heard the disclaimer before on the podcast when I say, I do this on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll let people know, hey, I do this on stage, so don't get, you know, Oh, Shark Week is coming up.
Shark Week starts now.
Today? Or or tomorrow?
I thought it started tonight.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't get cable. I'm going to do
Olympics.
Fuck you, Olympics, overlapping with Shark Week.
You can't do that shit with Shark Week.
Why don't you throw some sharks in that water polo pool? let's make it interesting. Yeah, let's do that shit.
So remember when I was telling you about the Olympics, watching the women's Olympics, and how the women's water polo, and you go, there's some fat bitches in this fucking polo team that gives me hope as a fat person, right? Just like a shot put does. And I was telling that to my wife, and my wife goes, have you seen the men's water polo team? And I go, no, why? And she's like, yeah, you should see that. And I saw them, and I'm like, there's not one fat dude in the fucking bunch.
That's why
it works for women.
No, you were excited about being a shot putter.
Yeah, no, you were the one excited. I was the one excited. I'm like, oh, they got some fat bitches in the fucking You were like, you saw that with a shot put? I'm like, all right. But
yeah, that was, because that was my thing. But yeah, no, the water polo
dudes, teams,
they are fit.
They are
in shape, my friend.
Shit. I'm like, where's the fat dude? Where's the enforcer? Like, we're all the enforcers. Yeah, like,
it's like, no, you don't have to be fat. Well, you have to be fucking ripped.
You have to be ripped to the fucking gills. Jesus. Water polo.
Oh,
I'm doing it without even trying now, Michael. I'm fucking hitting them on all cylinders, man.
This is
I'm a fucking
brutally,
fantastic
brutally
machine.
Punny. Oh my goodness,
fantastic machine. Anyways, all right. So, you got anything else you want to talk about?
CD recording and plugs and
We'll do that. You'll do that afterwards. I want everybody to please purchase the tickets online. I'm dying for people to purchase because I honestly have like 25 people who have told me they're going, in which. Those 25 specifically, I believe, are going to actually go, but none of them have bought tickets yet online. And I'm just like,
it's such a Miami thing.
It's such a Miami thing. I'm like, please, dude, buy the tickets online. Like, the promoter keeps fucking telling me, hey, I'm like, I know they're going to be there. And I believe that because these are, you know what I mean? These aren't just like the average, like,
Yeah.
These are actual personal friends. They're not like acquaintances. Right.
And it's like, one of those things where it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, the tickets, there's links everywhere on the WooBro. So just pick up your tickets, get them while you can. And, that contest is still going on. If you guessed the music from last week.
From episode
31.
31's.
No, 32.
No, 32.
This is
32. 31, from episode 32's intro.
If you can tell me where the music is from.
Where the music is played.
Yeah, where the music is played. Like, you hear this in a very specific location.
Yes.
If you can tell me where this specific location, what it is, I this is out of my pocket. I will buy you two tickets to go see Nary Science for either the 8 o'clock or the 10 o'clock show.
And then I wanted to make the announcement that the feature act for that show is going to be Ramon Garcia.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be good.
Nice.
And then the MC, the one who's going to be opening it, the one whose voice you will hear on the CD bringing me up.
Bringing you on.
Aside from the fact that they're going to be doing material as well.
Sure.
Is Mike Mercado.
Oh.
See, Mike didn't even know.
I didn't even know.
See that?
I was getting very angry. I was like, this motherfucker brought me. But thanks, man. That's awesome.
So I knew who it was going to be before. I just, I was like, I'm just going to wait.
That's very cool. I was like, hey, you know who's going to be on? Nah, you tricked me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, no, I got some people in mind. I'm going to tell you. I'll talk about it on the show. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess.
Fucking asshole doesn't fucking pick me.
Sunshine heard me say horrible things about you. I feel so bad about what I said. I feel so bad.
You know what the funny thing is? That's not a joke. You were like, this mother... Why the fuck can I open up with him? I fucking podcast. We're fucking friends.
So much.
Blah 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 blah.
Words now.
So
I'm fucking around. But thank you very much. That's awesome.
I'm sure you did say that to that extent. I'm sure it was.
No, I was like, I wonder who he's got performing. I wonder why he didn't pick. I could do it.
Yeah. I'm sure that wasn't it. But all right. thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you check out What's Up, Bro. Check out Nary Science, at Mike Mercadal, at WooBro Pod. Email us, guys. I'm running low on viewer picks. I don't care because if you guys, I mean, not that I don't care. If we run out of viewer picks, we just won't do a viewer pick.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much done. I'm calling it now. We're pretty much done. I had one person email me last week, but they emailed me an old school pick that was already chosen like 10 episodes, like 20 episodes ago. Right, so I'm like, no, we already picked that.
I'm telling you, that WooBro Wiki needs to be created so we know what to pick or not.
So I was about to say, with that said, take a shot.
People. With that shed.
Take a shot. Did you say with that shed?
Did I say that?
Yes. That's... Fucking fucking aliens.
Aliens. Robots.
Robots.
We're going to be saying robots.
So,
solid gold.
Make sure you guys you guys check out the websites, the Twitter. Email us at wubro, W-U-B-R-O, at nerryscience.com with your old school pics. And yeah, that's it.
Buy your tickets online.
Online, people. Just buy them online. Click. Buy them online.
Laughstub.com.
Laughstub.com. Get your tickets. And make sure you do that because that's how winning is done, people.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Signs and Mike Mercadal. Since you listened all the way to the end, you get a special hint in our little contest. The music used in the advertisement for Nary's CD recording August 25th can be found in a Disney theme park.